before Jesus ascended to heaven 40 days after Easter, he promised his apostles, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." And for the next 9 days, they waited. They waited in prayer in the upper room for the Holy Spirit. They kept a vigil, a keeping watch, waiting for God to act. The 9 days of prayer between the Ascension and Pentecost are the most ancient vigil in the church because it imitates the apostles themselves waiting in prayer. Over the last 9 days, we have been praying after the example of the apostles, the novena to the Holy Spirit, in anticipation of Pentecost, asking God's Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with the fire of his love, to form us into one family of disciples united in Jesus Christ, and to help us share the faith we have received with others. Tonight at this Mass, we conclude this novena, this keeping watch and waiting for God to act. Mankind had been waiting for God for centuries, been keeping vigil since Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden. The dry bones that we heard about in the first reading tonight were told that they represent Israel, dusty, tattered, dead. But yet, those dry bones also represent our humanity, fallen away from God, lacking supernatural life, waiting to be restored. And God foresees through the prophet Ezekiel a time when those bones will come to life, when he will breathe life into them again, give them spirit. He says that God will recreate the sinews, the ligaments, and the flesh on those bones and recreate Israel. St. Paul says in the letter to the Romans today that all creation groans in labor pains, awaiting its redemption. Then in Jesus, you have that longed for moment when God would breathe his life back into humanity. Jesus says in the gospel tonight, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink." What do we drink? But we drink of the Spirit. We receive the Spirit, and it is God's Holy Spirit who breathes life into our dryness, into the dryness of our humanity, which had been separated from God. So humanity's waiting has come to an end. We have been redeemed by the death and resurrection of Jesus. But our personal vigils go on. We struggle with the trials and the difficulties of being human beings. We wait, as St. Paul says tonight, for that redemption to come to us, to when we receive the glorification of our bodies. Our journey through the valley of dry bones continues. And there are many different dry bones. The church right now resembles one giant dry bone, struggling to find its footing, struggling to be accountable and transparent. A dry bone awaiting God's Spirit. Our St. Agnes and St. William of York family has come a long way over the last 7 years, a long way to forming disciples together. But there is still a dryness there that needs to be enlivened by the Holy Spirit. We also find ourselves as a community in a time of leadership transition, which brings its own challenges that are like a dry bone, but yet also blessings that are yet to be foreseen. This evening, we keep vigil for the Holy Spirit. We wait for God to pour out His Spirit in its sevenfold gift that comes to the aid of all of these weaknesses, all of our dryness, that the Holy Spirit will bestow His due upon us. It was once said that the prayer that is most appropriate for any circumstance is, "Come, Holy Spirit." When we're joyful, "Come, Holy Spirit, into my joy." When we're distressed, "Come, Holy Spirit, bring me peace." When we're unsure of what to do, "Come, Holy Spirit, show me the way." When our faith has become like one of those dry bones, "Come, Holy Spirit, and light a fire in me." We keep vigil tonight, waiting for God's Holy Spirit, crying out, "Come, Holy Spirit," knowing full well that He was once bestowed upon us at our baptism and our confirmation, and that He will come again when we call on Him. Wherever you are, whatever struggle you have, whatever situation you find yourself in, pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." He can breathe life into our souls that have become dry. He can spread His dew on our hearts that are cold. And He can set a fire within each and every one of us. A fire for our faith, a fire for souls, a fire for spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.